Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into place of listening again this week, wherever you may be. Trust the Lord has been good to you, and you have worshiped and glorified Him. We appreciate Brother John playing a CD last Sunday for us. We're kind of the weather health-wise a little better this week, not a whole lot, but the Lord's still good to us. We're on the Lord by exalting His name. I would like to say before we get started today on the thought that we're going to start on, I don't know how long it would take us again to get through it. I know we won't get it all today, but I would like to say I will probably name some singing, and I don't intend to go to your house or call out you and make you quit. So just let you do whatever you want to. My job to preach it, your job to do what you want to with it. Just like Jonah, when he went and preached to Nineveh, all he was required to do was preach it, and it left us them whether they believed God or not, and they believed God. So if I name sin and you're guilty, take it and go with it. Repent of it or continue in it, whatever you want to do, that's up to you. But I am sort of worried about our nation, our country. I was talking to a fellow out of Tennessee the other day, and he said, we're losing our young generation. And I see it, you see it too, most of our churches. The way the young folks are living, killing one another, and just doing everything in this world, we're losing them. And the only hope I see is what I want to start on today, the Lord being a helper. The Lord can still, if we ain't come too far. The preacher that I was talking about up in Tennessee, I was talking to, he says, our problem is we grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Then you run in Hebrews, I believe, was talking about the children of Israel. The one that didn't enter into his rift was the one that grieved him. And he said back in Genesis, his spirit would not always strive with man. And you grieve God, and God will just cut us off. And I think that's a whole lot of what's happening today. We've grieved the heart of God, grieved the Holy Ghost of God, and God's just letting us go on our own way and do our own thing, but there's going to come a time when we're going to be sorry of it. And I'm going to say our government is not going to change our nation. If it does, it'll change it to the worst. I'll tell you just the truth about it. If you'll read in Jeremiah, you'll find where God said that He was talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a wicked king. And he told he said, I left my servant Nebuchadnezzar. So he was used, he said, Nebuchadnezzar was his servant. And I'm saying our politicians today, in our nation and in our state and in our county, going contrary to the laws of God, I say they're just as much a servant of God as anything. God's using them to fulfill His word. From Elise to the White House down to the hen house, God is still in control. God sets up kingdom, God tears down kingdom. Proverbs 20 or 21, one to other verse 1, he says, the heart of the king is in the hands of God. So God, He is still running this world. And I see just a little hope, and there's not but one hope left in this world today. And church, I want to talk to us that claims to be the children of God. Amen. We learn just think we want to go around these bumper stickers saying, God bless America, God bless America. Now, God can't bless America and her and her sin like she is today. I mean, she's wallowing in sin just like a hog will wallow in mire. And they're wanting God to just, what they're wanting to do, they're wanting God to keep the trouble off our back that we can live just like the devil himself and get by with it. But God's not going to do that. But I'm going to read two or three verses of scripture, then we're going to go back to Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. The pastor this morning out in Mount Moriah, Brother Oscar Williams, touched some on this morning. It's been in my mind for several days, and it'll take me maybe a couple of weeks of the Lord, maybe three, to get it out here. But in Hebrews chapter number 13, the Bible says, verse number 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, thank God, He don't change. He's just like He's always been, and He's going to stay that way. He never was. Amen. Have anything to do with sin. Prayer's liking it, and blessing it, and petting it. God just don't do that. But let's look now in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. Now we see right here, the Bible said in chapter 10, verse 10, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Go back to Romans 15 and verse number 4. The Bible said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Amen. That we, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. Now, God's, this old Bible, where, you know, we call it the old Bible, it's just God's Word. The things that happened to the people of old, under the old covenant, amen, God judged them for their sins, and God's going to judge this under the new covenant for their sins. I've got news for you. We're not going to get by with anything. Bless your heart. We find in 2 Chronicles chapter number 6, for a starting place, we find where Solomon had built the temple. Amen. And here he had built it after David died. David wanted to build it, but because he had blood upon his hand, he was not able to build it. But God let his son Solomon build the temple. And Solomon had built the temple, and in chapter 6 and verse number 11, it says, and in it have I put the ark wherein is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the children of Israel. Now you listen to what Solomon done, and if we ever get God to move in America again, from the church house and God all the way down to the hen house, we're going to have to do like Solomon done. We're going to have to make a covenant with God. We're going to have to do some repenting. We're going to have to do some confessing. And we're going to have to do some forsaking. God bless your heart. We're not going to go ahead and continue to go down the road that we're going. And God ever bless us if we don't. Amen. Turn to God, this government we have today. Amen. It's Antichrist and it's turning. And God, it's face again, God Almighty. Anything that has to do with God, he has to turn his face. It's not a thing in the world. But the judgment of God falling on this nation for her wickedness. And we just as well to get used to it. Amen. The things that God put down in this Bible. How that my generation, when I was a child. Amen. The people in my days, I'm 70 years old. But when I was a child, things that people I would not do. Thank God, because. Thank God they said it was contrary to the law of God. How we swung the floodgate open and just let it run wild. And saying it's all right in the day we're in today. But friend, when God judged how that nation of Israel, how for her wickedness, God is going to judge America, how for her wickedness. And I believe with all my my heart.
That's you.
How these politicians,
that's you.
How sitting in the White House,
that's you.
Thanks be unto God,
that's
you. I'm not paying any attention,
that's you.
How to the Constitution,
that's you.
Or anything of the Word of God,
that's
you. I'm just dreaming up and doing,
that's you.
Whatever they want to do,
that's
you. It's God,
that's
you. Letting them,
that's
you. A judge,
that's
us, because of our sins.
That's,
I bless your heart.
That's,
but we look at this man Solomon.
That's,
after he had built a temple.
That's,
thank God he put the ark of God in it.
That's,
how we'll find in verse number 12.
That's,
and he stood before the altar of the Lord.
That's,
in the presence of all the congregation.
That's,
of Israel, and spread forth.
That's,
his hand.
That's,
friend, you notice what he done.
That's,
thanks be unto God after.
That's,
he had built the temple.
That's,
he had put the ark in it.
That's,
he come out and stood.
That's,
before the congregation.
That's,
of the people.
That's,
and God put his hand.
That's,
toward heaven.
That's,
to worship.
That's,
and to glorify God.
That's,
and the day. That's, friend, we're not raising our hands towards heaven and giving God the glory anymore. I bless your heart. Thank be unto God, we're living just any way, doing just anything. Amen. And saying it's all right and God's going to bless us. I'm saying we're living just any way. I'm doing just anything. And God's going to judge us. And the Bible said for Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 6 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood and kneeled down, thank God, upon his knees. Before all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. Friend, you hear me. And you hear me well today. We better get our mind off of playing activities. We better get our mind off of automobile shows. We better get our mind off of ball teams at the house of God. We better get our mind, amen, off the Atlanta Club. We better get our minds off the WMU. We better get our mind off of all this junk and realize that we've sinned in the sight of God. Ain't God, and we need to get on our knees one more time and turn back to God from our sins. I know this kind of preaching's not proper. How about just back up and let me preach? Amen. I'm interested. In our young people today, I'm interested. And what the way they're being raised. And what they're being taught. I bless your heart. And he said, oh Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven nor in earth, which keep covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. Church, hear me today. You claim to be born again. Thank be unto God. Have you turned your heart to God? Have you forsaken all? Thank God and turned to Him. You hear me? It's on this way. Our nation's going to turn. That is for the church to repent and turn back to God. One more time. If you don't do it, honey, judgments are coming. How'd you look back in the first spring of the year? In Oklahoma. Amen. On Saturday and Sunday. Thank God in that little town in Oklahoma. How the Sodomites marched. Thank God showing their gay parade. And on Monday. How God showed them. What he thought about it. He sent a tornado through. How that wiped the town out. Thanks be unto God, I guess. Maybe it was last Sunday. Thank God just a few weeks back. How the state of Illinois. How the some congressmen and senators passed a bill. How to legalize. How same sex marriages. Amen. The governor signed it. And last Sunday, God showed us what he thought about it. I sent a tornado. I threw that place and tore it up. You say that's cause of global warming. That's because of sin. God's begin. The judges. We're going to have to do. Like Sodom. Turn back to God. Oh, my mind. I wish we'd wake up to the reality. We're not going to sin and get by with it. Amen. Achan tried that. When he went down to Jericho. God said, don't you take nothing out of that place. Amen. But the silver and gold, and it belonged to God. It went in his treasure house. But they was one lone man that saw a good looking Babylonian garment and no edge of gold and silver. And the Bible said he took it and went home and buried it in his tent. Thanks be unto God. I went out to fight again a little bitty town by the name of Ai. And the Bible said they turned and whooped them and slew 36 of them because of one man's sin. And God, the Bible said Joshua got down on his face and began to weep. And God said, get up from there. Amen. He said, you bring them. I tribe by tribe. House by house. Family by family. A man by man. And God showed him Achan. Where Achan had sin in the sight of God. Amen. He caused 36 men to lose their lives there in that battle. And not only that, and he caused Achan's wife and his children to lose their lives. My friend, hear me. I'm going to take a while to preach this out. But Israel, he was giving them here a place. If they sin to come. And God, we've got it today. The Bible said in John, I write unto you that you sin not. But if you do sin, you have an advocate. Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. I hear what Solomon setting up a place for the children of Israel to repent of their sins. I'm glad God has set up a place for the church to repent and turn back to him. Amen. I know this is not popular preaching when you start talking about the church repenting, but the church is living like hell, friend. Amen. You go into most of them today, you can't tell the men and women apart. Amen. I'd bless your hair. How women going in dressed like men with their hair cut off. How men going in with earrings, long ponytails, all that kind of stuff. And that's an abomination in the sight of God. And if you don't believe it, you read how the Bible, the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it'll tell you. And God does not nature itself. I teach you it's a shame. How for a man to have long hair, thank be unto God. And the Bible said if a woman have long hair, it's a glory to her. It's gift to her for a covering. And bless your hair. You know what the church has done today? They took us after Hollywood. Hallelujah. Thank God the women are looking like harlots out of Hollywood. Of men looking like women. Thanks be unto God, we've got it. All mixed up. And it's bland. Over into the house of God. Amen. Thank God, let's keep reading now. He said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven or earth which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants. That walk before thee with all their heart. That thou which hast kept the way of thy servant, amen, David my father, that which thou hast promised him, and spake with thy mouth, thou hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David thy father that which thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel. Yet so that thy children say, children, I take heed to their way, to walk in my law, as thou hast walked before me. Now, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less have this house which I have built? How respect, now he's a praise, out of God Almighty, how respect therefore unto the prayer of thy servant and to the his supplication, O Lord, thank God, my God, how to hearken unto thy cry and thy prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee. And he's asking and begging God, have that thine eyes be not, that thine eyes may be open upon the house, upon this house, day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said thou wouldst put thy name, and God name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which thou hast made toward this place. Hear thou from heaven, hear thou from thy dwelling place, and from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. Now you look what he said, if a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid, and God on him to make him sure swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge, thy servant by requiting, how the wickedness, wicked by recompensing, his way upon his head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according, unto his righteousness. And if thy people Israel be put to the worst, and I believe America has been put to the worst today, if thy people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy because they have sinned against thee and shall return and confess thy name and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from heaven, forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou gavest to them and to their fathers. Now you listen to what he said. God's doing it today just as he was in them days. When the heavens is shut up and there's no rain. Thanks be unto God because they have sinned against thee. Yet if they pray toward this place and confess thy name, now you listen, thank God and turn from their sin when thou dost afflict them. God don't only want us repenting. He don't only want us confessing. He wants us to turn back to him and walk humble and love one another and love the righteous ways of God. Amen. I know this is not proper. Then hear from heaven, forgive the sin of thy servant or thy people Israel when thou hast taught them. Amen. Taught them in the good way wherein they should walk. And sin reign upon the land which thou hast given unto thy people for inheritance. If there be dearth or drought in the land, if there be pestilence, now our sicknesses, our diseases, any of this kind of stuff, amen, that God is visiting our nation with today. If there be blasting and mildew, locust or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in the cities or in their land, whatsoever, ain't God a... whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, have then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man of all thy people Israel. And God, when everyone shall know his own soul and his own grief and shall spread forth his hands in this house, hey God, then hear thou from heaven as thy dwelling place and forgive. Thank be unto God. Forgive and render unto every man according to all his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the heart of the children of men, that they may fear thee, how to walk in thy ways, so long as in thy ways, so long as they live in the land of which thou gave unto our fathers. Now, honey, God's wanting America to turn. God's wanting America to repent. If she don't, honey, you can mark her down. Mm-hmm. We're fixing to face the judgment of God like we've never seen before in all our born days. Hey, God, there's more of this I want to get into. But I see our time's come and gone today. So we'll stop right there and turn it back to Brother John. Pray for us real good. Maybe next Sunday we'll get back to this. Amen. Let's turn. Let's repent. Let's seek God with all of our heart. In Jesus' name, Brother John. Mm-hmm.